Do you agree that your network is your net worth? If you believe that, you'll also know that nothing grows a business better than the power of connections. Or are you wondering how to build an enriching community for you and your business? If that's you, you don't want to miss this episode of the You Soulful Genius podcast. Stay tuned.
You're listening to You Soulful Genius podcast. A show about highlighting the genius within every one of us, through acts of creating a world of balance, truth and conscience. This is Mutiat Adeboale, your host.
Hello everyone, this is the You Soulful Genius podcast. Today on the show again, I've got another phenomenal woman. She's Camille Coley. Camille is a connection strategist. She helps entrepreneurs elevate their vibe, connect to their message, and build a tribe that allows them to have more momentum and abundance in their life and business. Camille, a Southern Californian. She's a four mom. She's a business woman, and she's a business owner that has got a 2x6-figure businesses that she has grown together with growing a tribe and helping other people do these wonderful things. Let's hear from Camille how she's been doing this magic that she's been bringing to the world. Welcome to the show, Camille. I'm really happy to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here. And I'm so glad we finally got to do this. This is super exciting. And I'm super excited to talk to your audience as well. But what a beautiful introduction. So I'll just kind of dive in from there. Like you said, I am a two-time business owner before the age of 30, six-figure business owner. My first business was in the fitness industry. But I'll tell you just a little bit about that, because I think that it's super important to my journey of what I do now. And I know we're going to dive into community and finding that squad and that group of people that really just validate what you're doing. And I had a hard time building that in my first business. I didn't understand the importance of that. And going into my first business, I came out of college. I was supposed to go into my doctorate program, and I just, something didn't align. I knew it wasn't what I wanted to do. I felt like there was just so much more for me to do. And I was like, I'm just going to start my own business, which is super crazy. I know a lot of people are like, how did you just make that pivot? But I had to listen to what myself, my body, everything was telling me. And so I did that. I started that business with $192, a credit card, and I went for it. I rented a space. I started bringing in clients. And within 6 months, I was absolutely booked out. I had to start hiring other trainers to help me underneath my business. I had to start, you know, putting people on wait lists. It just got really, really busy. And I used social media a lot for that business. But the most important part of that is, even though it looked really successful from the outside, after a couple of years, I had really burned myself out and pushed myself into the ground. I was working 14-hour days. I was in the gym from 4:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. every day. I was just constantly go, go, go. And I just felt like it was never enough. I lost sight of why I started my business. I lost sight of my vision and why it was so important to me and my clients. You know, my clients were my number one reason for starting that business. And I kind of even lost sight of what I was doing for them and building their lives rather than trying to focus on getting more clients and more money and more things. And about 4 years in, or about maybe 3.5 to 4 years in, I just realized like, I can't do this anymore. So in 2019, I actually sold that business and dove headfirst in going to a women's conference. So within the same month, a lot of people think this is a crazy story, but in the same month, I sold my business, I got married, and I went to a women's conference all within 1 month of each other. Yes. Yeah, so within four weeks, I did all of those things, but I'm a mover. So, you know, I knew that there was something missing. I walked away from that business with no relationships, really, no friendships, no community. You know, I had met a lot of people, I had acquaintances, but I didn't really have anyone to lean on. And that was a hard like hit to me. Like, how do I not have anyone to speak to, any friends, any really confidants out of that business? And I realized I had gone about it in a really wrong way. So went to a women's conference, really just started to see what was happening in the female entrepreneur business world and how women were coming from all these different like facets and expertise and niches, and they were just helping each other and supporting each other in any way possible. And it was like an epiphany for me. I was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do in this business. I don't know how I'm going to do coaching or whatever it was, but I knew that this was where I was meant to be. Like, it was such a powerful feeling of these women helping other women, and these supporting, like, women that didn't even know each other, supporting each other, letting each other cry on each other's shoulders. It was magical. So with that, I went into my coaching business initially, and I started doing one-on-one coaching and helping clients mainly build their businesses, health and wellness professionals initially. And through that, my main thing was to really help people build a community. I didn't want any of these women that I was helping to walk away from me, to walk away from their business, whatever, switch, pivot, and not have people to lean on, someone to go to, someone that even their audience members, you know, I wanted every single person that was following them on Instagram, I wanted every single person that was following them on Facebook or wherever it was, were validating what they were doing, making them feel worthy of all of the things that they were doing. And I just felt like that was just something that was so powerful. So with all of that said, you know, it kind of led me into really helping women hone in on their message so that they know who they want to reach and what they need for their business and for themselves in order to find that community. And when I say community, I mean all of the people that surround you, from the coaches you hire, they help up-level your business, to the like-minded individuals that you become biz friends with, to your audience members that are paying attention to you, are your raving fans, your referrals, you know, they're constantly just paying attention, answering your questions on social media, commenting on your stuff. Like, that is a community. That is building a true community, a true squad around you. And so that is what I teach women to do now. I have summits, I have communities. I work with over 300 women in 13 plus countries. It's absolutely amazing. I would never turn back. I love what I do, and I love helping women find their people.
Wonderful story. Thank you so much. That is really, really awesome. I loved that. And, you know, going back to your story, when you walked away from your business and you realized that there was nobody to turn to, you know, you've built this massive business, you've got clients, you've helped people, but then you realized, I actually don't have that person or those people I can actually call mine. What was missing when you noticed, you know, you going forward, you must have filled that gap. What was missing from you having a, you know, good business, brilliant business, but not able to connect authentically with somebody you could call yours? What was missing?
Yeah, I would say for me, I, like you said, I felt this gap. I felt this need to want to communicate with others in regards to what I was doing so that I could make more of an impact, so I could serve better. And yes, I had this business that looked, like I say, successful from the outside. But on the inside, I, first of all, was just burning out physically, mentally, all of those things. And I didn't really have anyone to go to about that. And I have a loving husband that supports me completely. And we've talked about this before, but he's not an entrepreneur. So he doesn't really understand, you know, this is building my business. This is building what, you know, represents me. And so when it starts to fail, it's not just like, you know, you messed up in another job and you can go to another job. Like, this is not how it works for us. So I didn't really have someone to go, hey, I am feeling this way. What do I do? I didn't. And I also, in that business, I was leading a lot in this like masculine, and I was leading a lot with my head over my heart. And I hadn't been around a lot of women. The fitness industry, especially in person, is very masculine driven. I mean, a lot of people see online and they think there's a lot of women, but truly it's not. It's still very, you know, men in charge, men with a lot of clients, the women kind of on the back burner. And so me, as a rising woman in that industry, it was something that I felt like I had to live in this masculine, constantly this go, go, go mentality. And with that, I didn't really have those women. So that was missing for me. Like, I was missing that feminine. I was missing that feminine energy. I was missing those people that I could say, I'm feeling this way. You can't really go to a man and say, I'm feeling, you know, I'm feeling burnt out. Like, I'm feeling dead inside. Like, I cannot do this. And they'll just be like, well, you know, suck it up, you know, keep hustling, keep working. The money will make you feel better, you know, those kind of things. And that's not how it works for women. You know, we need a little bit of that feminine. We need that, like, understanding and working through our intuitions and our heart sometimes. Last thing, we don't use our head, but we do need to have that because we are women. We are nurturers. We're naturally like supposed to lead with our intuition. And I wasn't doing that. So jumping into going to a women's conference and meeting so many women that were, you know, spiritual coaches, life coaches, you know, intuition coaches, Reiki masters, all these amazing things that I had never really integrated into my daily life really was a huge thing that I was like, okay, I am missing this. Like, this is something that I have been missing. I just didn't really realize it. And it took me a while to get there. It took me to burnout to understand that was missing from my daily life.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That is really, really helpful. So we know. So how did you begin to help other women, you know, build their community? You realized that was missing and you needed it. You got it. So how did you start helping other people to build their own community, their tribe and great connections?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, I initially dive deep with people. I get to know really, and most of the time, a lot of people will come to you and they'll tell you, I need help with my systems in business, or I need help, you know, with my, you know, how to post or what to do with this. And it's a lot of technical, tactical stuff. And once you dive deep with most of, especially female entrepreneurs, they're usually missing something in what they want people to see from them, what they want people to know from them, what they want their business to represent. And especially as women, we don't normally, again, we don't, most of us don't really just want our business to represent like a profit building business or a sales business, or, you know, we want something more. We want people to see us as, you know, helpers, empowerers, you know, elevators, you know, we want to captivate them in that way. And so first I usually dive deep in that understanding what they really want their business to represent. And then after that, I will start helping them reach those people, whether, and we usually choose a social media platform that they really feel comfortable with. Usually Instagram is a great platform, especially for service providers. Now it's kind of Clubhouse. Clubhouse is a great place to be, but Instagram was kind of the big thing before Clubhouse came into fruition this year and became really popular. But I think that with places like that, I would help them really get their message out. And once people were starting to interact with them, and I always tell people, you can't wait for people to come to you either. Start creating those spaces. I help them create those spaces, whether they're ready to create an event, a retreat, a network event, something like that. Great. If they're not ready for that, even if it's just a small space, a Zoom call, a Facebook page, somewhere where they could bring people to create this community. So I always say create it. Don't just wait for people to come. And as people are receiving and seeing your value and connecting with your message that you're putting out there, then you can start bringing them in. You can either start doing collaborations with them. You can bring them into your community, whatever the next step is for you in the business. But for me, cross collaborations have been a huge, huge win for me. I've built my audience that way. I have met so many amazing women that way, you know, by doing lives on each other's pages. I always tell everyone that I actually started my IGTV interview series before I didn't even think about a podcast yet. I just really wanted to interview women on my page of just all these different insights and bring that value to my other side of my community, which was my audience. And I just knew that these women had so much to offer and I was learning from them on a daily basis. I'm like, I want you on my page, come talk on my page. And then I realized this IGTV was pretty much a podcast, and that's when I made it a podcast. But I did the IGTV for maybe a year before I even actually made it into a podcast. So it was just something about bringing other people in so that you can share that value and bring those insights. And that way you're kind of connecting with those women and you're actually helping each other out, because you're actually putting each other in front of, you know, if it's live, you're getting in front of each other's audiences. So that's a dual, you know, collaboration. It's helping both sides of the audience. So I really help them, first of all, get their message out properly, and then learning how to connect and create those spaces where they can build that community and enhance that community.
Thank you so much. That is so, so helpful. You know what? You are a motivator. You inspire people. You empower people. And you are so confident. So you come in from that space where you felt, I don't have connections. I don't know what to do. Maybe you felt like, oh, broken. What am I going to do now? So you come in, you becoming this powerhouse that you are now, influencing, you know, all over. What did you do on the inside, or was it on the outside? What did you do differently to get you to where you are now?
Definitely on the inside. You know, I, again, from the outside, everything looked great. I still obviously was in fitness initially. So I was taking care of my body. I still do obviously, but you know, I was still doing all the outside stuff. I looked good from the outside. But the inside is where I needed the most work. And it wasn't like, it was like trauma healing or anything like that. That's a whole separate thing that I have done and I have worked through, but it was just opening myself up to the idea that there are other ways to go about business. And I think that that was a huge shift for me, to let go of certain things, to understand that I couldn't do everything, to not want to be perfect and have to learn that it's okay if it's kind of messy, but as long as I'm going for it, to set those boundaries with people that didn't really understand me, or clients that might not be a good fit, or, you know, other people that are kind of holding me back, and being able to say, hey, you know, like right now I need my time to do what I need to do. Those, and self-care. Self-care was a huge thing. Learning to really understand, like I tell everyone now, I, you know, most days wake up to my own body. And I still wake up early. That's just my natural. I used to wake up at 4:30 in the morning. So my body naturally wakes me up pretty early, but still I don't wake up to an alarm anymore. I wake myself up and I do not jump to my phone. I do not get to my emails right away. The first thing I usually do is put on a meditation song, keep my eye mask on, and just lay there for about 15, 20 minutes. If I have more time, maybe even 30 minutes, to just really get into this, like with positive affirmations, get into this amazing state where I'm not like before I would jump to my phone, jump to my emails. What's my client need? Oh my goodness. I got to go get ready. I got to go do, like, I would, my day would start hectic. I'm already like, obviously you guys can't tell, I'm a very high energy person already. So that was not a good mindset for me to be in. So there was a lot of habits that I started to implement, different things. Obviously, my best friend and biz bestie is actually a spiritual coach, intuitive and Reiki healer. So she has just brought so many different ways to calm myself, be affirmative in what I do, stay positive, change up the way that I feel in certain situations, set my boundaries, all of that stuff. And learning all these different techniques and things that have just really, really changed the way that I go about my day and go about everything in my business. I see it such a different way. And I go about it with such a different, like I said, femininity for sure. My feminine energy is much higher. My intuition is a much higher. So a lot of inside work, a lot of inside work. It was not, you know, the outside is still great. I still take care of myself. I still go to the gym every day. I still do all those outside things, but that's not what's going to make me keep going and stay in this positive light. You know, in my business, I need to take care of me inside. And those changes, those learning how to lead with my heart over my head too, all the time. I was that pros and cons list kind of girl. I was that everything has to be on a spreadsheet. Like I had to figure it out that way. And now it's more, if I feel it, let's lean into it. Let's see how it goes. If not, we pull back and we go a different direction, rather than let me write out a list and see if this is going to work out and cross out what doesn't work and what doesn't, you know, does. So those are huge changes, and it's a lot. There's a lot that goes into it, but definitely even my routines have been, don't jump out of bed. You know, if I feel tired, okay, go take a little rest. If I need to just get away from the computer, go walk my dog. Those are the things that I've learned to like, just do. And I feel so much more productive. I feel so much better inside. I feel so much better on the outside as well because of that. So these are all the things that I've learned to do. And there's so much more. But yes, definitely a lot of inside healing.
Lovely, lovely. Thank you so much for that. So we're talking about building, you know, the importance of building a tribe. What would you say now, having the tribe now and the connection, not just to you, to your clients, and to entrepreneurs generally, what is the importance of having your community, your tribe?
Yeah, so as I spoke about before, your community is different groups, you know, that help you in your business. This is what I talk about when people say scale your business or up-level your business. The only way you can do that is having these community and this group around you. And like I said, maybe it's that coach that you hire that is going to take your business to the next level and teach you things that are missing in your business. Maybe it's that VA that you hire to help you do the back end work that you are spending way too much time doing, and you're not sitting and working on the things that you are good at, and you're pulling away from your zone of genius because of those things, and they're wasting your time. Maybe it is that like-minded individual that you partner with to create a second business, which is what I have done with my biz partners. We've created a second business. So there are so many different things. This is the only way that your business is truly going to scale. So if you are someone that is new, whether it's in the service provider business or you are a product-based business and you are new to the business and you're kind of going at it, you know, we're all kind of solopreneurs in the beginning. It's fine. We may not be able to afford that VA or that coach just yet. And that's okay. But there is a point where your business will hit a plateau. There is a point where your business will, maybe it'll do really well in the first year. Maybe it'll do really well in the second year. But at a certain point, your business is, whether you're a product-based business and now you're taking on a whole lot more product, or you are a service-based business and now you have to take on a lot of clients, or you need to make a pivot and go into group coaching and do something on the side and have some sort of side income level, you know, all those different aspects take a team. Take people paying attention to you. Take, you know, like I said, the coach that's going to teach you how to do that, or the VA that's going to help you with that, the biz bestie that's going to help you on the other side to start making a second income. All those different things take people around you. So a lot of people, they get a little confused when you say, oh, you need to find your squad. They're like, well, you know, I have people that support me. I have people there, but they're not entrepreneurs. They haven't been where you've been. They haven't done what you've done. They don't understand. You know, I heard someone one time tell a friend like, oh, you did a launch. It's okay. Your launch didn't go well. Just do it again. But they don't understand all the steps that goes into doing a launch. Like, you probably take up to 6 months to even just properly do a launch. Yeah. So it's not something like when, you know, no one signs up, it's like a hit to your, and believe me, I've had it happen. I'm not saying that every single launch I've ever done has been a game-winning launch. No, my first couple launches were complete busts. So having those people around you, and also, like I said, those like-minded individuals where you can say, hey, like, I'd love for you to look at this with me. I'm not sure what I'm missing in my launch or what process I was missing, and what did you do, or how did you even get through it? Like, how did you get through the fact that no one signed up or one person signed up after you spent 6 months creating this product, this amazing thing that you thought was going to do so well, and no one signs up, right? If you don't have someone to talk to about that as well, it's going to be really hard for you to keep moving forward. And I just want to remind everyone that all of these big businesses, all these big coaches that you see, all these amazing companies that you see, even if it's online and it's like a coach you inspire to be, she has an entire team of people behind her. She has an entire group of community, like her audience on IG or whatever, that's constantly validating what she's doing, constantly resharing her stuff, making her feel like it's worth it. She also has those people next to her that are sitting there telling her, girl, you got this. It's okay. It's going to happen. You know, this is going to be amazing. And that's the reason that they're successful. It's not because they did it alone. So, you know, that is just there's so many aspects to a community, but having those people around you that, again, even your audience members that are constantly validating what you're doing really changes the game for how you're going to take those next steps. There's going to be a stop. The only way that you're truly going to scale, truly up level, is having this community around you.
Wow, that is so powerful. You know, a lot of people just continue to hustle and struggle in their business, not knowing what's missing, not understanding that the power of tribe, the power of your team and the people behind you is so important. Thank you for sharing that. That is a real good one. Okay. So if we want to begin to say somebody is starting business, struggling a lot, and they want to listen to you, they want to begin to grow their tribe, their community, what should be their first step? What are the things they should begin to do?
Absolutely. So I want to say, first, find a space that two things, and this is why I say messaging is so important, because messaging obviously has to do also understanding your ideal client. And an ideal client sometimes could turn into collaborations. They might not always end up as a client. They might end up as your part of your community in a different way, but you need to understand that first. You need to understand, again, what your messaging is. I dived into that earlier, and that is your ideal client. Once you understand that, I say find a platform where those people are hanging out. That's the first thing, whether that's Instagram, whether that's Facebook, whether it depends, you know, moms hang out a lot on like Facebook groups, things like that. So maybe if you work with moms, that might be the area that you want to focus on. A lot of people straight away send people to Instagram. And I'm not saying I love Instagram. It's a great platform, but I also think that there are platforms where certain, you know, demographics are hanging out. So head for that demographic first and head for where they're hanging out. And start building, like I said, some sort of, if it's a Facebook group, if it's an Insta, when you're making a business page, start focusing on those people. And like I said, you need to know those people. So in order to really attract them, to bring them in, that is going to be the first place. I say focus on that too. Don't start pulling yourself, I'm going to start a YouTube channel and a TikTok, and especially if you're just starting out. Like, do not spread yourself that thin. Do not try to focus on everything. Focus on one place. If you have a Facebook group and that's all you got right now, build that Facebook group, reach out to people, start going into mom groups and posting about this amazing accountability Facebook group you've started. Go into women entrepreneur groups and talk to women entrepreneur moms that are women entrepreneurs and say, hey, I've started this accountability group completely free. Just come in, hang out, build that audience, build that community. Like I said, you can't always wait for these people to come to you. You have to try to build some sort of space for them yourself, because they're all waiting for the same thing. They're all waiting for that accountability group. They're all waiting for that space to safely talk about their mom problems. But if they don't know where to go, they're never going to go anywhere. And they're not just going to reach out to you because they don't know what you have. So really build that space on there. And also, like I said, don't be afraid to reach out to people. What I did in the beginning of my business, again, I used Instagram as my main platform, but you can do this in Facebook. You can do this in any of those. I would search my top coaches that I aspired to be. The top coaches that I thought were absolutely amazing, maybe even ones I've met at events that I was like, okay, that's what I want to do. That's who I want to be. And I would go on their pages and see who was commenting, see who's interacting with them. They're my peeps. They're the people that I want to attract. Whether, again, they're going to be collaborations, someone I hire, or a possible client, they are my peeps. So I would start reaching out to them. I would go comment. I would go like. I would go show them love on their page, and in hopes that that would be reciprocated. And most of the time, especially in the female entrepreneur realm, for the people that are growing and thriving and don't see people as competition, they're going to reciprocate that engagement. So you can't, again, sit back and wait for that to happen. Once they come and they say, oh my gosh, like, I love it, you can definitely now take them, oh, I have this amazing accountability in the Facebook group or whatever it is that you're trying to build. So don't just wait. I always say every single day for at least the first year of your business, reach out to 10 people in where you want to grow. Either that's 10 Facebook pages, whether that's 10 people, get yourself out there reaching out. Do not expect people. I see people all the time. I'm posting every day on my Instagram. I'm doing all the things. Like, I'm still, no one's coming. I'm like, well, stop waiting for them to come. Go get them. Go get your people, you know, like, and you don't have to go into their DMs right away. Just show them a little love, go like, go comment on a few of their posts. Guess what? They're really going to love that. They're going to feel good. Like, it makes you feel good when someone comments on your post that you've never seen comment on your post before, every time, right? Like, I mean, I know you feel it. Like, we see a comment from someone, they're like, oh my God, girl, this is fire. You're like, yes. Like, thanks, girl. Like, so, it's so awesome. You go check them out. You go, usually you'll go like even check their page out. And if you like what they're doing, you might follow, or you might like too, or you might comment, or you might connect with them. So do not be afraid to make that next step. You know, do not be afraid to take that next step with them and start building a certain space. And then after that, you can start building multiple spaces. You can start growing where you're at. But I say focus on one or two, mainly one, but one or two main platforms that your ideal client is on. And then once you've sort of kind of established yourself. And again, this doesn't mean having millions of followers. This means having 100 of the right people, if that's what it is. You know, it means having those 100 people that love everything you have to say. It doesn't matter if you have a million or, you know, a couple hundred people. If those couple hundred are love everything you do, they're validating, they're commenting, you're connecting with them, that's all you need. But it's really focusing on building that group. And also connecting and engaging. If you are someone that is like an introvert and have a little bit of a hard time with this, like I said, start with just liking and commenting on someone's page. Give them a little pump up. Guess what? That's going to go a long way. That simple thing for a business owner, especially ones that spend a lot of time, like myself, that spend a lot of time working on their Instagram on a daily basis. That is a huge feat for me. That is like, yeah, triumph. Like I got a comment. I got a like from someone I didn't normally do. So that is huge. That is just going to validate. So these are little things that you can start doing that don't cost you anything. Don't take much time. You could spend maybe an hour a day connecting with other people, bringing them in. And that's how simple. And Facebook groups are really easy to make. Instagram's a little bit more of a, you know, it takes a little more time, but if that's the place you're going to focus, spend all your time there, really hone in on it and start building that community there.
Wow. That is super awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that insight with us. That's really, really great. Okay. So yeah, we're nearly wrapping up now. So what is one thing you wish you knew before everything, you know, began to take shape, you know, in life, in business, that made you where you are now?
Ooh, this is going to be a little contradictory to what I'm saying right now, but I really think it's important for people to understand this, is that you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. So I say that in a way that that doesn't mean you can't build a community, you can't build a tribe, you can't get a lot of people to love you. There's millions and billions of people in this world. So I think that for me, I had a hard time sometimes dealing with rejection. It was a hard hit, you know, in my fitness business, pretty much everyone that came in signed up with me. So when I got into the coaching world, you know, even though I was in a better track and my mindset was better, I was still working through a lot of things. And when someone didn't want to follow through, they didn't end up signing the contract that they said they were going to do, or they didn't really like what I put out, or, you know, something along those lines, it was hard for me. It was really hard to understand, like, what am I, you know, they don't like me, you know, or did I say something wrong, or, oh man, I really must've messed up that sales call. And to understand that, first of all, it might not be you, it might be them. And second of all, maybe you just weren't the right fit. And that's probably a better thing for you in the long run, because you would have put a lot of time and energy into someone that might not have seen your value in the first place. And that could have been a waste of your time. So I really think understanding that it's okay that if not everyone is raving about what you do, there's going to be so many people that love your uniqueness. They're going to see your beautiful soul. They're going to love everything and see what type of being you are. And then there's going to be people that, that's okay. That's not that I'm super loud. I'm super like, you know, I exaggerate. I use my arms, my hands. I'm a very, you know, exuberant person. And so I might not be for everyone, and that's okay. You know, I don't need to worry about being for everyone. I need to worry about being for the people that are meant for me and that I can truly impact and serve. So just don't take it hard. I know, especially in the beginning of business, it can be really difficult. You know, you get that no, or they don't sign the contract, or they don't follow through, and you think it's you. And a lot of times it's not. So just take that to heart, because it's really hard in the beginning. But if you're able to realize this is not me, it's okay. On to the next, there's going to be a million other people that are going to want my services. Then you're going to be able to keep moving forward.
Wow, that's so, so super. I like, you know, these are the important things people need to understand and know so they can move forward in their business and even in life, because yeah, rejection is part of life, is part of everything that we do anyway. So the better it is when you understand it and you can go and move yourself forward, you know, with that understanding. Thank you so much for sharing that. I wish I could talk to you for as long as, you know, I can, but we're running out of time now. So do you have anything coming on you want to share with us, or do you have anything you just want to share with us? Like, do you want to invite us to something, or do you have a freebie, or you just want to?
So absolutely. If you are on Clubhouse, Yutia is going to be part of an event that I have coming up, and I will be doing it probably every couple months as well. So if you're not, if this is, you know, after that event, then at least we can get you into future ones, but we'd love for you to join. We're going to be doing them more often. It is called the Abundant Entrepreneur Clubhouse Summit. This is kind of a preview of my actual summit. So that's actually coming January 2022, at the end of January, the 27th through the 29th, where that is an actual 3-day event. It is a paid event. This summit coming up is It's free. So you can come see what it's like, what it will be for the 3-day event. And it's amazing. It's a lot of amazing experts and women that just want to connect and collab and help you in your business. So if you are looking for that help, personal development, as well as business development, this is that perfect combination of both. And that is what my summit is like in January as well. It is a mix of both. I think that it's so important to have that personal development side. I know, again, a lot of you are going to be like, I need strategies. I need this. I need to make money. But you'll realize you'll be able to let go of all of these things once you go through that personal development side and that mindset side. So those are the big things that are coming up that I want people to be a part of. I love that it's amazing for women in business. It's a great stepping stone for female entrepreneurs. So if you're looking for that, you can reach out to me and I can get you all the information on all that.
Thank you so much. We're going to share that, yes, because it's huge. There's something I would like to speak to you. Maybe we'll have to come back again. Your energy, where did you get it from?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I think I'm just, I'm naturally really energized. I've always been in businesses where I'm an athlete, my whole entire life. So just being in, especially team or working with someone else, it always brings me energy. Like when I'm by myself, I'm not as hyper, but when I'm with other people, it lights me up. It really does. I'm just always so happy to like be around others and just like communicate with them. So it just brings me natural energy. I just love it. And I've always been about motivating people too. So it comes very naturally for me. But yeah, I know it seems like an everyday thing. People are like, how are you always so energized? I'm like, I promise I'm not on 10 cups of coffee. It's just me.
Wow. Thank you so much, Camille. You are so motivational. You help people raise their vibes for real. I know that. And you're so wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. So if anything Camille said resonates, please get in touch. She's such a wonderful, wonderful lady. She can help build businesses, build yourself, motivate you, inspire, and get you where you want to go. She is absolutely wonderful. Thank you. I'm really privileged to know you and to have you on the show. Thank you so much, Camille. And that's where we're going to be ending the You Soulful Genius podcast for today. And until I see you again, you just keep being the best of who you are. Thank you for listening to the You Soulful Genius podcast. Please do share, subscribe, and get in touch with us. To learn more about the You Soulful Genius podcast, visit creativebusinesssuite.com and do not forget to join us next week for another beautiful episode of the podcast.